Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Acts chapter 20. Paul has met the elders of the church of Ephesus. He has come to the end of his ministry and is giving an account to the elders with his life and ministry and encouraging them to take care of the flock of God in his absence.
So
what we are reading is a summary of Paul's ministry. He says, how I kept nothing that was helpful but proclaimed it to you. And taught you publicly and from house to house. Testifying to Jews and also to Greeks. Repentance towards God. And faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. What we have read about aim to be the anchor for what we share about the Father's love today.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The Bible says that Paul taught on repentance towards God and faith towards Jesus.
The Bible my teacher says that Paul or Chete Efa Aluhua Yadiko Wunyameho and Jidia Yabinawa Christo.
Repentance towards God is talking about changing your mind about God.
Na say a can and wa ewa ediko wenyankupawa and say usisa wa jia uwa ewenyankupahu.
Faith towards Jesus is talking about believing in what Jesus Christ came to do and what he stands for, believing in it. People, when we talk about repentance, they only know about repenting from
Now,
Paul said that he taught about repentance towards God. And that is what God wants us to proclaim everywhere. Because in the kingdom system of God, there are things that really go, as it were, against what we know about God. Paul referred to what he taught, if you look at verse 25 of the same Act of the Apostles, he refers to it as the preaching of the kingdom of God.
Now Paul says, we shall say,
in verse 21, he told them that I taught you on repentance towards God and faith towards Jesus. And in verse 25, he says that I went among you preaching the kingdom of God. And in verse 27, he says that preaching about repentance towards God and faith towards Jesus Christ, which is the kingdom of God, is also the whole counsel of God. Many people who already have believed in God or who believe in God need to change their mind about God.
Now, one man who wants to deal with Yankupon when I was so many, I didn't fulfill one.
Because the mind that they have about God is not the correct or the right one. Some people think that God maybe is
trying to make them suffer. You bring suffering to them. God is waiting so that when they sin, you just bring some punishment upon their lives.
Ebinuma dwin yo musa wonyankopon pese wo mo bre ene ti nyankopon betwan so mo ye bone a no nyankopon dia sutwe pa be mo ma bre aba wo muso ebinuma dwin dada no no.
Some people think that God has folded his arms and he is watching them, just waiting for you to make a mistake, and then you show that he is just and he will pound on you.
Ebinuma dwin yo musa wonyankopon wadin se gun na bu no hwe odi se wo koyo boni bi na se wonya ye boni bi ma betre so no nyame ye nyame.
The thing that God is vindictive, that as a God, if you touch him, he will touch you back.
I say union, touch one, touch all. So would you now do something and coupon than a sabakobi?
So they form a picture about God. They have a picture about God as somebody who is very difficult to please.
Now, you know, for Nibi, so when you coupon, you'll be a head, then pass out the sun.
But I'm here to tell you that you need to change your mind about God.
Now, maybe catch them, sir, and then I'll do for forever when you coupon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is not wicked at all.
As I saw when you coupon, it's too many deadly.
God is not out to kill you.
When you coupon, when you're not just over the cool.
You know, some people think that actually there was this song that somebody sent me, and it was a Christmas song, Afishiapa and all that, and the people were singing it and the words were coming, and they said that I said, my God, God is not a killer.
No, since I fish upon you, I toy you do baby. A John, I'm young, come with your name, and yet, ah, my fee, ah, toy, or since I know, a John, I'm young, come your own, yea, infim.
Oh, yeah,
yea, infim, yea, infim.
That is the old mind of our God.
Hey, I did that, I won't when you're me.
Because the devil has always been lying about God.
As I said, then you know what, bring someone to trophy.
And I'm telling you that for most of the time, the idea that you have about God is not true. It is a religious idea. It is not a kingdom idea about God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you change your mind about God, believe me, your life will change drastically. Your circumstances will change drastically. When you repent towards God, you easily repent towards sin. You know, the word repent means a change of the mind. When you change your mind about God, you will change your mind about many things, including the sins that you struggle with, including how you find it difficult to devote yourself to God. When you change your mind about God, when you embrace his kingdom message, I'm telling you, his rule is coming into your life, and you overcome all the difficulties that you are struggling with.
So when you do for forever when you coup on one, and I do so I have one in a room to me now. So when you do for forever when you coup on one, and then I will be sent to me decide. So when you do for forever when you coup on one, what was our best is our crown and yeah, demo. As I said, when you win your coup on one, he knew the kind of sentinel, a bear book called the amount. Hallelujah.
The devil is a deceiver. And he has deceived many believers.
Now what that they did it for me,
he has put a veil over their eyes as they see God in a certain man.
Now what they are
the Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 5.
Now Bible no challenge Johannes who made the kingdom.
And then verse 20.
And you know.
Says that we know that we are of God.
Or say ye ye finame.
Or we are believers.
And I say ye jidifu.
And the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked.
Na eyasi de ni ni na eshenye ni trimuya de ni mo.
Verse 20.
Edionu.
And we know that the Son of God has come.
Na ye nimse wo nyame banaba.
and has given us an understanding.
Now am I enter see
that we may know him who is true.
Say ye be who ni oya no kofuno.
And we in him who is true.
Na yesu ye wo ni mu no kwa no.
In his son Jesus Christ.
I want the boy yesu no mu.
This is the true God.
Wo ni wo nyame no kwa no.
And eternal life.
Ah eye enko.
The Bible says that the Son of God has come. In other words, when Jesus Christ came on this earth, he came to impart a certain truth of God to us. His mind was that I want to give them an understanding about God, that they may know the true God, and they will not be following a God who is a creature of the deceiver, the devil. So when Jesus came on earth, he came to show us one important thing about God. Look at the book of John, chapter 1. This time, the Gospel of John. Chapter 1 and then verse 18. The Bible says that no one has seen God. John said no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. He has declared him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ came to declare the Father.
And it's Christ
John chapter 17. And then verse 6. Jesus is giving an account to his Father. He says, I have manifested your name to the man whom you gave, whom you have given me. They were yours.
Now
and you gave them to me.
Now the one mommy.
They were yours.
Mamma ya
and you gave them to me. Hallelujah. Jesus says that I have revealed your name.
Now yes, you see me now kupa mada udi nedi.
What name did Jesus Christ reveal to us?
Christo odane did it say.
Look at verse 12.
Mama you should do me.
Whilst I was with them in the world. I kept them in your name. Wow. And look at verse 26. And I have declared to them your name. And will declare it. Wow. Jesus is telling us that when he came around, he came to declare a name of God.
That
all the names of God that we know, the covenant names, and then Yahweh and all those things. No. Jesus came to give us an understanding of God. That we will know the true God. The name that Jesus came to declare to us was that God was a loving Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why he came as a son.
And what do you say about?
Jesus came as the only begotten Son. And that was the most important thing about him on this earth. That he was a son. Not a brother. Of God. So Jesus was teaching us that God is a father. Because here am I am a son. And I came from my father. That is the understanding Jesus brought to us. So we need to understand that God is a loving father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we understand that God is a loving Father, our lives will never be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will devote ourselves to God. And we will be so devoted to Him that we will not even know that we are devoted. You know, there are many things about God. But this aspect of God that Jesus came to show us is the fact that He is a loving Father. And that is a kind of understanding God wants us to give to the world. And to give to ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To talk about His love. Because religion is generally about us loving God.
You can
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And the kingdom is about God loving us. You know, religion is full of what you should do. So every religion in the world, including the Christian religion, has got do's and don'ts. So you have a lot of thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not neither, thou shalt not convert your neighbor's wife, thou shalt not have any other God before me. Thou shalt not.
Now, as I thou shalt not, a chess and men yet, thou shalt not, men yet. Men fat men, my name, no one quit it, thou shalt not. Men yet, thou shalt not. Men who will not go rather than succumb, thou shalt not. It's a man, men, only permission, say, and sanity.
Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. It's only thou, making demands on you.
Now, oh, yes, I will catch us, sir. For a Kuma no crane, you know, do when you make down number you. And to be a dad, thou shalt not down, will be at us, and he should be to a soup, our soon.
But the kingdom message of God,
never mind, don't put on him in a summoned day,
is about what God has done already.
Now, I know there can suffer when you put on a yada.
So you do not have thou shalt focusing on yourself and on what you should do for God, but you have I will. If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 8, you will come across five main I wills. It says that I will make a new covenant with them. I will put my laws in their hand. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. I will remember their sins no more. The kingdom message is about what God has done. Nothing to do with you. Everything to do with what God wants to do for you.
Hallelujah. Now we know when the pastor said it, dear. When the pastor said this, in your own to me, I am a soul when you're cooking. Never will buy him in the system, dear. And I'm not your money, your coupon, a cassette. What by your own one who are day, and then you'll be your yellow ending. And to us say, much no man, some of you a grandma come so. Or say, may you want to.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Religion.
Nipa somono.
emphasizes merit.
Na eye onipa sumne de ekase se wuye weyi a ene sanfaso be ba oso.
What you should do to qualify for God's blessing.
Ebe tra oni ese se wuye ama wetumi anya onyankopon sira.
The kingdom message, ladies and gentlemen, is all like that.
Ahinya na sumne ntisa.
It is about what God has done. It's a focus on God.
Na nini na jina ni awanyankopon ayeso eyese wudi wa jini ni na esi ni awanyame ayeso.
It's a focus on Jesus.
So what you want jini si Christo so.
So Paul proclaimed this message.
Ani tu Paul kasasemi.
He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
O ti na ni musa meka Christo na sample.
He's talking about the gospel of the kingdom.
O kasafa asampa efa hinie no ho.
He said that it is a power of God unto salvation. The power. Definite article. The power. No other way of getting the genuine power of God except the gospel of the kingdom.
Christo na asemde.
He was telling the church in Rome that don't be confused about the power of God.
Now, Kache Roma sorry to say, Mama, why do you never can say? And I'm too near what you're going.
Because the gospel of the kingdom is the power, not a power. It is the power of God unto salvation to all those who believe.
And the
Jews first. And also to the Greeks.
And the Amemu Fono.
And he said that daring.
Was he a numuna?
Can we also say daring?
A daring.
He's describing the gospel of the kingdom.
Now, kasafa ahinie noho.
Says that daring, the righteousness of God is revealed.
Was he was a ahinie numa samunumuno? And then when you come on three ni ye edan huedi.
Yeah, there is a gospel that reveals sins.
Na asem nyame asem bi wo ha e mabone eda ne ho adi.
And that focuses your mind on what you should do na, and on your sinfulness.
Na enu na kire wo ne sesa wo ye ene ma wo hu wo body su se de te.
They will tell you that you are a this, a that, and mention all the terrible sins.
Na e betumi didi ahuru nyina abo wo ye wi wo ye dwamambofo wo wi wi ankwa munam wo kumbu wi akware.
But the Bible says that the gospel of the kingdom reveals the righteousness of God, not the sins of people.
Now when you say,
it does not reveal the works of demons.
Sometimes
when you see the manifestation of demons and the work of demons and what somebody has done in your past and things like that, you say, wow, it's wonderful.
Now say na yehu babia and nyamya samu kosuna and kwenuma sisi and obey for gaba me abay my name you na tina kuda wana hulu utini me denama to subu bum gidi gidi niya say hey.
At the end of the day, you don't see Jesus. You don't see Jesus. You don't see what he has done. You don't get a revelation of Jesus. The gospel that Paul preached was what Jesus Christ came to manifest about God. That God is a loving Father. And he reveals to you what he has done for you.
Now,
so we need to start to change the way that we are looking at God.
And you tell us, say,
because Jesus has come to give us an understanding of God.
But
we will know the true God. Not a religious God. But the true God. Because there is a true God. The God of the kingdom of God. The God who has qualified you. The Bible says that thanks be unto the Father who has made us qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Now I see in Shankanya Kupawa, Wama Yasu Yasebi, say Yanya Yenia Jidifa Wahai Mono Ebena Omuchefani bi.
Jesus came to show us that God is love.
Na Kristo ba be ka che yesa Onyankopon yo do.
He came to show the love of God.
Na oba be da Onyankopon da ne di de chey.
Not the holiness of God.
Anya Onyankopon ti ne ye.
Otherwise, he will not have spared a woman who was caught in adultery.
Na sa oba be da Onyankopon kruku ye dia. Anya oba no gba jama no sa oba da enu di de ankobu ne fo.
Jesus came to make us understand the true God.
Na Kristo ba be chey en se ye ti Onyame no ko fo na
sa. That he is a God of love.
So Onyame wo do.
Wow. Not even the God of power.
Because
in religion, demands are made on us.
Na NSA say if you will nipa konya ya de sumu dia, what say and say we ya we ya and sana when ya we.
Thou shalt love the Lord your God.
Shewu sa wa se wu do wu nyan ku po si wu ya ne wa jen kwa.
But we didn't know how to love God. Yeah, we didn't know how to love God. So he brought Jesus Christ to teach us about the love of God. About the love of God. That we will know that God is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Jesus came,
he gave
very powerful teachings. Various parables of the kingdom. One of it, three of it, you'll find in the book of Luke chapter
15.
I'm going to talk to you on the third one. Because in that parable, what we call the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus demonstrates to us the love of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But early on, he began to give us glimpses of the Father's love. In the very first parable of the lost sheep, that somebody had 100 sheep, one got lost, left the 99, and went and looked for one.
Now, as some medical or cassava, or be a one yaya, or be a haba, cupaira, or jab your group on walk up here, Bakuna Wayan.
And when he found him, he put him on the shoulder and came rejoicing, said to his friends, rejoice with me and all that. The Bible says that similarly, there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents.
Hallelujah. Now, was this one who would gun or the number of Kwahu, where you did the Wadu Kuma, Wakacha, and Uncle Fosa, where me gun or Waira, and the Mahun, the Biamua say, at his Sadia, so
wow. He said that he was a sinner who repented. I said, he's my sheep. Not he's a goat. Jesus never called unbelievers goat. Neither did he call them children of the devil. The people you call children of the devil were the deceptive people, like the devil, who lies, who deceives. He said that you are of your father the devil. He is a deceiver. He is a liar. He doesn't say the truth. Those are what Jesus Christ referred to, religious people.
Now, one more, what can say we are born some bano? Our kafa, one more, what we need more, what we are not down for. Obi biara oya dada fo biara ona na oya bon samba na ni awonya nkojo oya di boye ni de oya nyankopon ba na wonim na wo ya dada fo de na na wutse waja obon sam na ntino so omo no omo ya bon sam.
Because God in his love has done something about these people, you call them unbelievers. And we need to change our minds about them. Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. We hope you've been blessed by the broadcast. For this and other Kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.